morning, on this second Sunday of Lent, in our Gospel reading, we were introduced to Nicodemus. Nicodemus is a fascinating character, and the Gospel gives us so much information as to his character and what type of person Nicodemus was. Our reading started with the words,
"Many people heard about the amazing things Jesus did and the incredible things he said. Among them was Nicodemus, a Pharisee, a member of the important religious council of Sanhedrin."
Word was out about Jesus and the remarkable things that he was doing. People were flocking to hear his words and to see the healings and to be healed by him too.
As we said, one of them was Nicodemus. But Nicodemus wasn't just any old oddbod. He was a Pharisee.
Pharisee?
That means a Jewish leader. He wouldn't want to do anything that didn't go with them by the law. But we're told that Jesus was already making enemies of the Pharisees. But Nicodemus wanted to know more.
So Nicodemus comes to Jesus for a one-to-one. He comes with the conviction that he will come into the presence of someone very special. Come into the presence of someone who offers help to everyone. But when does he come?
At night.
Brilliant, thank you very much. He comes at night time.
Under the cover of darkness. You can imagine him, can't you? You know, these old spy thrillers and appropriate music. You know, somebody's walking along to get somewhere and they keep looking around. Making sure there's nobody there. Into the doorway.
It could be Alec Guinness.
I don't want to show him up. And for him, it's important that nobody should see him come. And why? Because he doesn't want other Pharisees to see that he is talking to Jesus, asking him questions to try and understand Jesus. So he comes in secret.
But Jesus uses this nighttime meeting to teach Nicodemus about people of darkness and people of light. In John's Gospel here, in this meeting, we have darkness and light being used as a metaphor, standing in the dark, being in the dark, being in the light, being people of light.
And Jesus affirms Nicodemus. He says, it is right to search. But Nicodemus also has to do. He has to take that step. And in order to understand the kingdom of God, Nicodemus also has to commit. He has to go from a person walking in darkness to a person dwelling in the light.
This one-to-one continues with Jesus saying the words, to see God's kingdom. To see God's kingdom, you need to start all over again. You need to be born again. Born again.
Nicodemus is confused about this. And we have to chuckle and think to ourselves, well, he's a bit slow, isn't he?
But don't snigger too much at Nicodemus, is what I would say at this point. As you all know, I encourage you sometimes to certain passages of the Bible, when you read them, to think of yourself into them, to picture yourself in them. Picture yourself being Nicodemus in this nighttime, going there, being in awe of the person you're going to, and then somebody telling you something that you're just not expecting about being born again.
And the reality, isn't it? I would guess most of us, when we read that passage or told it, were probably confused. I certainly was.
I certainly was as well. And these two words, being born again, have in my mind been some of the most misinterpreted words in the church in the 20th century. When were you born again? People might say to you. I had somebody at theological college with me who asked me when I was born again. And because I couldn't give him a specific date and a specific time, reckoned that I wasn't really worthy to be in the college at all because of it.
Well, this is only a minor thing that you weren't worthy for.
But, as I was saying to him, and as I always say to people, my journey was different. My journey was one of revelation, constant revelation. It was the drip, drip, drip journey, rather than one sudden event that changed my life. It was an accumulation of different things. And probably, I would surmise, most people in their journeys of faith have a similar journey to that one.
Yeah, and it's something that's about building up trust, isn't it? In Jesus, in God, and developing a relationship with someone. We were pondering about it during the week, and I wonder if it's a bit like being a foster parent or a mentor to somebody, where you have to build the person you're fostering or mentoring, you have to establish a relationship, a trust. And so often people will sort of, you know, will sort of say eventually, those who have been mentored or fostered will come back again and again to see that person because of what they meant to them at that time. It's also a journey that continues. So we keep looking at the hills, preferably the Somerset Hills, but also the Welsh ones, of course, and asking, where does my help come from? And we don't actually reach our destination until we come to the kingdom of God. And that kingdom of God is in today's reflection on the Lord's Prayer, which Grace has written. So, being born again is not a one-off event. It's a continuous process, new every morning. And in any relationship, it changes from day to day, depending how we feel, how close we are to that, to God or to another person, and what's going on in our lives. But it's always there, and so does our relationship with God as we are renewed by the Spirit and become people of light.
As Nicodemus did, as he came to seek out Jesus and discover the kingdom of God. We think about Jesus going out, as Yvonne was saying, in the darkness of night, going out to seek the Lord, to going out to find him, going out to have a one-to-one with him. We in our journeys of faith need to go out and seek the Lord ourselves. So with that in mind, we'll remain seated and sing reflectively our next song, Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God.